We are getting spooky on Southern Charm New Orleans this week, and we're excited to talk about it. But guess what? Barry and Tamika are going to be in the studio or live talking to us today. Come on, let's go!
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
What's up?
Wait, those are ghost fingers?
This is all how it goes. This is a ghost.
Ghost fingers?
I'm a ghost.
Chloe. Oh my gosh. Okay.
Chloe.
We are...
Chloe.
What's
up, Chloe?
You guys. Who are you going to call? AfterBuzz. Southern Charm, New Orleans. We are here. We are ready. We're jumping into this episode because we're about to patch in. Tamika and Barry Lee are here in the studio. So let's just go with it. I'm Matt Maher. I'm excited to be here. My panel.
Hey guys, I'm Elle Marie.
And I'm Charles Connolly.
And I'm Maite Carrillo.
And like I said, I'm so nervous. I never get so nervous.
I'm so nervous
right now.
I'm feeling your vibes right now, and I'm getting nervous too.
I'm not nervous.
You're both so pretty. So this was a great episode of Southern Charmed. It was a really good episode.
Mm-hmm.
A nice episode. Kind of like coming together a lot of people.
Booze and booze.
Yeah, so we're definitely going to be talking about Jared is going to go to his mom and see her for the first time after coming out. We're going to be talking about Justin has a heart attack, at this poor Myrtle's plantation, which I had been to, by the way. And then...
all about the Myrtles.
Reagan and Jeff are still kind of working things out.
Right.
So.
And Ty, John's friend, quote unquote. Right?
And you know Gian...
Get these girls.
You know Gian popped up at the end.
Right.
Mm. Basic.
She had to make an appearance of she just had to make her presence known.
Right.
Which I was over it.
She did have to make her presence known. We're also going to have some news at the end of the show. And don't forget our special segment, Les Bon Temps, Les Cray Cray. All right.
And we have our live chat happening right now. So if you guys have any questions, get in the live chat.
Get in our live chat.
Yeah. Ask Barry and Tamika yourself.
Absolutely.
And we will get it going. So, okay. So we're going to pull them up with technology things that I don't know, and then someone magical will do that.
Now, we're hoping that Chloe is not going to mess with us. The Myrtles is not going to mess with us. And whenever Barry and Tamika come on, we're actually going to go through a communal prayer, kind of a request. We're going to put it out into the universe to Chloe. If you're listening, we're going to contact you.
That's
everybody hold hands. Everybody hold hands right now.
We're going to do this?
No,
okay.
Not now, but
okay.
I just wanted to put that out there that Chloe, when we contact you, just be ready. Lend your ear.
Be ready.
That's weird. I feel weird now.
No, it's not going to be weird. It's going to be cleansing.
I feel like Justin.
Like Justin.
My heart.
Your heart.
So now we're nervous, and then there they are.
It's officially a party.
It's a party.
Hi, Bear. Hi, Tamika.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Oh, so just so you know, with people, because I know you can't see us, we can see you. This is Matt.
No, I mean,
but they can't see.
Oh, okay.
This is Matt. My voice is Matt.
And this is Maite, my voice.
And this is Charles.
And this is Elle Marie.
Yes. Oh my God, I know exactly who all of you are.
Oh my God.
Hi.
You have my picture framed in Elle's house yet?
So. I love that you're having a drink.
I'm going to get John Moody to create that.
Oh, that would be amazing.
Now, Charles wanted to lead us in a little...
Okay, listen. This is what I wanted to do over here. Since this episode was all about the Myrtles, all about haunting and spooky, ooky, spooky stuff, before we want to get this started, I wanted to send out a prayer to Chloe. Okay? Listen.
Now, I've done it. When I said the episode, I was like... Y'all, we got to pray for Chloe. Yeah. Mess up.
Chloe didn't have ears, for God's sake.
We're not joking about... I'm not joking all day. I'm not doing this about Chloe.
Okay, but I just wanted to say...
It's real.
I have been to the Myrtles plantation. I went about 3 months ago.
Yeah.
So... I know it's real.
Yeah, I just wanted to kick this off. I'm just going to do a short little Chloe... If you're listening right now with your one ear, just tilt your head to the right. If you want to hear the podcast, if you want to watch, we're going to say good things about you. Do not mess with us on our drive home. Please let this technical issue not
happen.
You
got to stop or Tamika's
so
going to hang
messy.
Up.
Yeah, you got to stop.
Chloe, Charles. We love you.
We do love you.
Yes. Charles is messy
and
right now.
We love y'all. We love this show so much.
Well, thank you.
So, I'm trying to focus and not look at Barry's arms right now. Jesus. I mean,
Damn.
Hey, we're going to talk about that booty shake later, girl. Get ready.
No disrespect to me.
I have to ask first off, just how have, I mean, Tamika, you were always kind of in the public, you know, but still, how have you, I feel like the response to this show has been pretty good and pretty big. How have things changed? Are you been surprised?
I am, because I'm the guy who's usually taking the pictures, but now people are like, Barry, right? And I'm like, yeah. And it's like, can we take your picture? It's like, that's new for me.
Yeah, so. he's not used to that. But you know, and that's about it. And a lot of it is a lot of misconceptions. Like some things you think are like, oh, that's gonna be the issue, and that's gonna be the problem, and like it's something completely different. So that's just been like for me, which has been weird.
Do they ever approach you guys and are like, oh, how's your love life? Are you guys doing great? Do they ever give you advice?
Are you guys okay?
Yeah. Oh my God.
I mean, even my clients, I went to work with them and they're like, Barry, are you okay? I'm like, yeah, we're good. Oh, wow.
So, but did you offer that? I mean, you're talking about your sex life. That's a pretty personal mm-hmm. thing to talk about. Did you talk about all this before or to make it just have drinks and set it?
Yeah, it was just a good story, you know. Like,
No,
I want people to feel sorry for me. Yeah,
okay. Oh, we feel sorry.
What happened is Tamika being Tamika, which is super dramatic, and I literally, I'm on the float, y'all. Remember, I was like, it was the first episode. I'm completely wasted.
Oh, you're my spirit animal. You're my spirit animal.
Right. So I work hard, I play hard. And so I'm like, and so I'm dramatic. Y'all have to remember this. So I'm like, I don't know, 4 months. He literally, when he saw that, he goes, when have we ever gone 4 months?
We would really be divorced if that were true. Yeah.
I was like, I don't know why I said that. Because I'm like so dramatic, right?
Yeah.
Like,
I'm the same way too. It's like anything over a week is 4 months.
I mean, he's like, to me, it's never happened. I'm like, I know. But, and the other thing was, when I was filming, I was working at another TV station, and I was doing the morning news, and I would be up at 2:30 in the morning. I have to wake up at 2:30 in the morning to do 5 hours of news. So, like, wow. Imagine 2:30 in the morning, waking up, 5 hours of news, 10 hours of filming. At like, when I looked at him, I was like, high five, we're going to bed. Like, there was no, like, so, I mean, it was like all of that plus my dramaticness of everything. It's just funny. Now we look back, we're like.
The perfect storm.
We're just an old married couple with two kids, been together 15 years, like, having issues like everybody else.
But I really appreciate the relationship advice from all my people who follow me now on Instagram.
Now, Tamika, since the show, do you have to deal with women, like, flirting with Barry in front of you or even trying to come at him, like?
I mean, that's all the time anyway. And
women are disrespectful.
Yeah, we're secure and jealous, but I'm like, I'm not at all. So that's all the time. They were doing it before the show. They're doing it. Like,
Has it increased? I know. I see it. But like now that everyone sees it.
It's not just women.
Right?
I'm a thirsty bee. I'd be out there, say, texting him. I know they are. I know those men.
I know. Whenever y'all said that y'all had watched all of these after shows, I started to get a little nervous with what kind of the stuff I said. I was like, I need to rewind and kind of.
No. Oh, I love it. Like, I love it. I laugh. Like, that's the thing. Nothing is ever that serious to me.
Good,
ever. I'm like, bring it on. Like, nothing's ever serious. I'm not a serious person. It's all fun. Like, I joke about everything. So I'm just.
Yeah. And you guys mix in jokes and then there's serious topics as well. And like every single episode just keeps on getting better and better. Mm-hmm. So that's just so awesome about the show.
And you know.
Do you like tonight's show?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, I loved it. And, you know, whenever you just said, you know, I'm not a serious person, I tend to vibe with people who are a little bit kooky, a little bit, you know, they're not so serious. They don't take life too seriously. And I think that on the show, whenever I see, like, Tamika, if you maybe butt heads with somebody or just don't vibe with somebody as well, I think that indicates, it gives me, like, an inside look at somebody who I might not, you know, take a liking to on the show. So it's interesting that you say that because there are some people on the show that you kind of don't really vibe with too well. That
Gian.
Neither
Gian.
Like Gian.
I have a very close knit circle. I care
as
deeply about people that are in my circle to the point where it's out. Like, I hate to mind my business, but I don't know how to.
She's nosy, and
I'm super nosy.
everybody knows that, and they love that about her, you know. And the
but
fact
I'm always
that,
right.
And the fact that we're all still friends, it says a lot.
Yeah, true, yeah. True. You can tell that y'all are a tight knit group.
Mm-hmm. It's, so it's if you're trying to creep in, I'm like, hold on.
Yep.
Yeah.
I can't wait till we talk about Gian.
Yeah. Well, let's get into a little bit of this episode and kind of your experience with it too. So, and feel free. I know you're drinking wine, but feel free to drink some tea. Woo! Spill the tea. Tell us all the behind secrets, girl.
Sorry. By the way, on our live chat, we have Crystal saying, "I got my wine too." So we have people on our live chat joining the wine.
Sipping with us. Yes, absolutely. Yes.
So we're starting off.
Vibes. Yes.
Good. So we didn't know that. We didn't get from last week. I didn't know that Jared. That was his coming out. I didn't know that that was happening on the boat. So when that happened, this I was like, "Damn!" Right. So that was
what's happening.
Yeah,
it was a shock to all of us. I mean, I've known because of Tamika, but right. It's always been like hush hush. You know, he works for the, mm-hmm. he was working for the NFL at the time, and it's just like I guess it's taboo to be.
It's not taboo.
Well, he was just afraid. It's like that's like supposed to be like
just, he's a black man in the South. That would just, I mean, people are not progressive sometimes. And so,
do y'all know?
Yeah, it's so hard to be and living your truth. And he was very nervous and scared about that. And I just really try to tell him, push him to live in that and be like, look, if you're not going to do this, somebody will. So you have to be the forefront person to like be that whatever. And he didn't, it's not even that he didn't want to, that we didn't know. It was like the right time. With everything that was going on with Barry, and in some sense, he's like, he was saying, like, I know Barry and I respect him, and I also know how that word could be viewed, but you didn't offend me. And everybody was like, what do you mean you didn't offend me? What are you saying? And that's, I mean, all, you know, it all happened. Yeah. So
you didn't know he was going to come out right then and there on the boat.
No, I mean, that happened like, he was just there as, he's my OHBCB. He's my other husband, bestie, cousin, boom, boom. But no one knew that. I was like, okay. And so that's why I was so emotional, because I was like, he's really doing this right now. Like, I was not ready for that moment. Wow.
I think it was beautiful for me, too. And we talked a bit about this last week, but just that, like, it's such a thing. Like, me, Charles and I both are...
super gay.
Talk about super gay. We're both from the South. And, but my boyfriend is a dark-skinned black man, and he talks about being gay from the South and came from a military family. And so, but the thing is that what I loved about your, and this is for you, Barry, I love that you were brave enough to talk this story, you know, because if I wasn't friends with my friends and family that said things like, that's so gay, or said the F word and stuff, a lot of people will be out of my life, but it's about knowing someone's heart and their intention. And I love that this is what I love about this show. And I think TV, even if it's reality, it can really change people's minds. Cause I know a lot of people in the South and who are black are probably watching this show and going, oh, I never thought about when I say that word, that is like when people say the N word. Is that, I mean, that's a hurtful thing. And the fact that we saw you go through that process, like, I mean, I literally, I'm dead inside and you made me cry.
Well, to have his back on that, there's a lot of learning moments in this entire season that we learned. He didn't sleep, honestly, y'all, and people do not know this. He did not sleep for probably 2 weeks after that. Like, he was just like, "What did I do? Why was I pushed to that point? What did I?" But it's like,
I've
it's
never
like
been
we're
that
human.
Angry before.
He was like, "He's."
So I had nothing to gauge it on. It's like. Right. You know how you can tell yourself, hey, Matt, don't say that. You remember the last time you were that mad, you said this. And
he's never, y'all, in 15 years, this man has never literally raised his voice at me, ever. He does not even yell at our kids. So, like, to see him that angry, I was even like, who is this? He didn't even see that side of him. So we were just all like, what is happening? But it was a learning experience. We're human, and there are things that we do that we're like, oh, and we learn from them. You can't crucify the man for like having a moment and learning from that. That's what life is.
That's
about.
The beautiful part. That's the beautiful part.
Yeah. And like Matt and I were actually talking about this too. Everything, like a lot of things, at least nowadays, are so black and white. So if you make one mistake, one slip up, you're all of a sudden painted as all evil. And it's like, it was so great with this show to see Barry really go through all of those emotions and feelings and think, like, okay, now that I said this, what does this mean? Like, what does this mean for me? What does it mean for my friends? And I honestly think that, like, that is a true measure of a man is to, like, really look at yourself and say, why did I behave this way and how can I change it? And then not only to, like, look inward, but then be so supportive of somebody who is being incredibly vulnerable in front of you on a boat.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
It was great.
With Betty Poppins.
Or Betty Poppins. Who is my favorite, Poppins. By the way. My
oh,
favorite.
I want to get drunk with her so bad.
There, Betty is hilarious. He's funny. Anyway. Yeah.
Benny throws shade here and there.
Oh, yes.
And I live for it. I'm like, can we see Benny in more episodes? I mean, I'm hoping that he'll pop in and out, right?
Pop in.
Pop in. Benny Poppins will pop in.
Okay, I'm done.
How many people ask me, is that Benny Poppins?
Is he real?
Yeah.
That's the Kells. Butler.
Whatever. Manor. Everything. Damn. He's literally the funniest. He throws so much shade my way, and I'm like, me and you, Benny, we're going to have it out one day.
He comes for you. But when you're from the South, I mean, you know those people are real. I almost makes me wish we could have a Southern Charm New Orleans and a Southern Charm crossover with Benny Poppins and Michael, Patricia's. That would be
so funny.
That would be amazing. But I do want to ask a little bit. So we got a little bit of Jeff going to – this is another storyline, again, that I – again, that I – because, like I said, honestly, like, I love Southern Charm. I love that show. But that show's a lot more, like, this show, New Orleans, y'all get deep. And yeah. I love that. And so.
We didn't expect to. It just happened.
It's so good. So, with Jeff going through this, what is this like? I mean, tell us, like, you know, Jeff is going to this therapy and kind of really, he's had a lot of change and traumatic things going on in his life. Like, how is he doing?
He's doing good.
He's doing good.
That's my boy, man. That's my Viking. And just to be there for him because, you know, the stuff he's going through with his family.
Mm-hmm.
We're his family now. Like, we went from friends to, like, good friends to, like,
family.
Family.
Yeah.
You know, so he's doing good. You know, I think he's still going to therapy.
If Barry and, like, Jeff could, like, they split like a gene. They are literally probably the same people, which is crazy. And that's all I can tell you about that because they are probably the same person, meaning like their heart's in the right place. And they just, Jeff is just the sweetest, most lovable like person. And he's doing really well. I am his mama. When we go out, I'm like, what are you doing? How are you? Are you drinking? And like, so I'm doing that to him because I'm always, that's who I am.
That's to me.
I need to mind my business, but I'm never going to mind my business. But anyway, but like, no, he's good. He's good. We saw him last night. Reagan graduated from law school.
That's right.
Yes, I saw that.
So we all got together.
You had a dinner. It looked like a really fun dinner. Was it dramatic or was it a calm dinner?
I know.
Everything with us is kind of crazy. That's the thing. Like, people always look at us like, you don't understand. There will not be a camera around and people are still like.
What are these people?
So extra.
We have full-fledged photo shoots in the middle of crowded bars, like tables, people standing on stools with cameras. And
then John Moody comes in. I'm like, John, why are you wearing a jacket? It's summer. It's 95 degrees right now. Like, what are you doing? And then we get in a fight, and it's just like,
a jacket with a shirt or without?
Without.
He had a shirt on last night. Like, he had a shirt, a jacket. He's like 20. I'm like, it's 95 degrees in New York. It's 20. What is wrong with you?
He wasn't wearing a turtleneck like he always does.
He looked good in that turtleneck.
Yeah.
Whew. That, well, I'm good. So I love John. He gets a little picture there. I like, we're going to talk. Well, let's talk a little bit about John and that.
Oh my God!
See, so my
Tay is not on the Gion train.
Can you tell everybody on this panel is thirsty? We're dehydrated over here. Send a glass of water.
Send a glass
studio.
Of wine.
Oh, yeah. I mean, ooh, and we did talk about John's new hair. If y'all, for those listening, that follow that man on Instagram, he's blonde and he's beautiful.
Yes. Shake it all off.
I love it.
Oh, he shaved it off.
Is it like Frank Ocean style?
Wait, so he doesn't have it blonde anymore?
It's blonde,
it's shaved. Yeah.
Let's be honest. I don't care what it looks like. I'm in it. So I'm in it to win it. So, but let's talk. So John is, this is kind of jumping to a little bit to the end of the episode, but since we brought him up, he's going into business with Gion?
With Messy Gion. Yeah, is that what we're going to call her, Marie?
Yeah, we're going to call her Messy.
I still haven't seen anything.
Tea spilled.
So,
oh my God.
Okay. But, so,
Listen.
You know, let's...
Barry was quick to jump on that.
He was quick to jump on that.
You know?
That's okay.
But yeah.
So no art show yet.
No art show yet. Well,
okay.
But Barry, are you still in business with Gian?
No.
Was that something that was rekindled?
Yeah, I never was in business with Gian. She was a client and a friend, and she, you know, she's pretty successful, and she'd expressed, you know, interest in me growing my brand. Mm-hmm. So, you know, while we were filming, we met about it, and then, you know, the incident happened, and that we just
that she wasn't there for it. Was not involved.
She wasn't there for it. She heard the story from a third party, not from me, her friend. She heard it from a third party and just severed ties, stopped training, canceled a gym membership.
Were you upset with her? Wow,
she canceled her membership.
Damn, like that.
Were you upset with her after that?
She called her credit card company and disputed the charge.
Oh, hell,
as if we charged her without her knowledge.
Well, what's her gym now?
Yeah.
Gym.
Oh my goodness. But were you hurt? Because y'all were friends too, right?
Yeah, we were friends, but you know, like I said, we had a tight circle, you know, I don't have many "quote unquote" good friends.
So she was more of an acquaintance.
She was more of an acquaintance that became a friend.
Okay.
And now nothing.
That's what I'm like. When people are like, "Oh, the Gian shade," or "You were jealous," and I'm like, "Hold on!" Like they were. I've known Gian since we did not go to high school together, but I've known her since high school. And when she started training with Barry, it was years. Like they were training for. He would go to Saints games with her. They would hang out
5 days a week.
They would go to lunch. They would do things. And I'm like, I have no problem with her until she had a problem with us. So that's where all that came from. Like I don't come for people. I'm just like,
yeah.
I mean that's what ended up happening.
And it's just not. I don't think it's too accurate. As far as like you didn't have a, like she said, she didn't have a problem with Gian until after Gian
came at me. Yeah.
It looks like I had a problem before, but I didn't have a problem before.
Well, that's how it made it seem in the show, that you kind of had a problem. We were trying to figure that out. But then as like the episodes have gone by, we're like, wait a minute, Tamika's making sense.
Stay tuned. I think it's for sure coming.
People are slowly figuring it out.
Okay.
They're slowly figuring it out.
Stay tuned.
We see her. We don't really care.
I'm gonna follow her on Instagram. I'm done now.
Yeah.
Oh,
Lord.
Lost my follow.
Right. We can see some of her ways already.
Girl, I see you.
Mm-hmm. So you said that y'all had a tight-knit group. Whenever this show started filming, were you surprised? Did some of the relationships within that group change? Like, were you surprised that the show may have affected some of the relationships that you had?
It has not affected any of my friendships that I originally like have. And if anything, they've gotten stronger and probably more messier. Does that make sense? So like
they've
gotten intensely stronger, but yet with that strongness comes more drama. So, that's where I think we're like, even the future of this show is like crazy because the closer we get, it's like family.
Yeah.
It's almost like Barry and I, like we are a married couple. I can tell you anything, you can tell me anything, but you can't say anything to us. So and that's how I feel about our whole group. It's like I'm gonna call you out, you're gonna call me out, we're gonna do this, but like don't you dare try to come in here.
Now we do have those friends that were like just camera shot. Like they didn't wanna be filmed. So
yeah.
I mean, other than that, it affected who came to our house. Like my friends would text me like, "Are you filming right now? Because you are not coming over." They get stuck at a house for like 4 hours moving the couch because now they're in a scene with me. So it's like, I'm not coming to your house until you're not filming.
Right.
So, I don't think it's changed anything. I think
it intensified the relationships. Yeah. They're more intense now, in a good way.
A good way.
Yeah.
Pregnant pause.
It's all about.
Yeah.
Pregnant pause. By the way, I just realized too, happy Mother's Day, Tamika, by the way.
Happy Mother's Day.
You up late today. You're probably tired, girl. You don't look it.
Yeah, you don't.
She can stay up late now.
Since I've changed stations, I can stay up late. Normally I had to go to bed. That's what's hard filming. I had to go to bed at like 6 p.m. It was just hard. I know, it was, so I was like, I'm tired, my back, and I look like, people are like, you look like a bitch. I'm like, because I am one.
Right now. It was your back, yeah.
So you change shifts, so you don't do the morning anymore, or you do the...
And like, I'm such a better, he can tell you, I'm like, he's like, I got my wife back, like,
she works the afternoon show now. She switched stations, so now she works like
I do the
5 and 6 p.m.
Yeah.
Has there ever been like something that they've shown on the show that you go into work because you got to report the news? So it's a little different. Are they kind of like, girl, why'd you say that?
Like, it's an entertainment show. It's called News with a Twist. So our set is an actual bar.
It's
an entertainment show in New Orleans, and we do headline, do the news stuff, and then we kind of go into like our own personal feelings about things and kind of entertainment. So it's very lax, right? But I have gone every Monday, I go into work like,
hey guys, I really
are we good? Yeah. I can't apologize, but are we good? So it's just like, and it's fine, they're good.
They love it.
Have you learned to apologize now a little bit more? Because I know that's something hard. Yeah, girl, you need to learn that
word, sorry. It's just one word.
Here's the deal about sorry. And here's the deal that we should never explain. I don't like the words I'm sorry because they have no value or no meaning behind them. When, like, if I, like, throw a glass against the wall, which I normally do in my relationships, right? Like, I'm like, boom, and it's broken. I don't go, I'm sorry, and walk away. Yeah. Like, I'm apologetic, and I take accountability for it, and, like, I will make it right at some point. So I don't do the words I'm sorry. I just am apologetic. So that's what I meant by I don't do sorry. Because people would just be like, I'm sorry, and walk away. Like, I'm not sorry. I had to be apologetic for, like, my actions. So when I realized I've done something wrong, that's where I come from. That didn't get really played out well on that part. That's what I meant.
Will we ever see, because, you know, we y'all sat down at the dinner, Justin said, we're okay, but we should have a conversation later. Do we ever see a conversation that's going to be coming up, or do they kind of?
Yes. I don't know if they show it. Hopefully. Yes, I do talk to, yes, I do try to make things right with a lot of people.
Okay, good, yay.
Without saying I'm sorry.
Yeah, I care about.
All right, okay. Well,
that's awesome.
So let's, I know you didn't want to invoke her too much, but.
Chloe. Just kidding.
Let's talk about.
She really is freaking out. Tamika, are you really scared of this?
Y'all, the Myrtles is freaky. It's really. My sister-in-law was into that. She made a stay for her 40th. We stayed in the doll room, which is apparently over the portal, like in the living room. There's a portal, like one of the main portals.
Your face is like, what?
Yeah, Jeff and Reagan, I texted them. I was like, girls, I've been in that doll room. And I slept an hour. So tell us.
Reagan was even like, oh, whoever's on the third floor should have kept it down last night. I'm like, babe.
There's no third floor.
Yeah, I heard that.
Like, you know, it was one of those, it was just creepy.
Oh, my God.
And then you don't know if the dolls, because there's a nightlight there, so you can't tell if the dolls are looking at you not.
You know what I was thinking? I was thinking that Miss Ebby is the one who's doing all of this stuff.
She is the one.
Miss Ebby wouldn't even stay there, so what's that telling you?
She's the real deal, y'all. Like, she's the real, like, talking to her outside of this, like, she's the real deal. Like, she is the sweetest lady ever. Yeah. She's the history. She's, like, the real deal. But I was like,
I was thinking that Miss Ebby was the one crawling in the rooms, like
taking John's socks off.
She was the one. She had a drawer full of left socks. She said that they took the left sock off of the foot.
Now I want to know: did John have a missing sock the next morning?
Okay.
So yeah, are we gonna? Did y'all see a ghost, or do we have to wait to find that out?
Well, they had an infrared camera.
I drank so much. Shocker. I don't know what happened.
Different kind of spirit.
Yeah.
That's...
I know. We saw you pour the wine.
I don't know what they got because I was like, I am drinking till I just black out. Yeah. I don't even want nothing at this.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
That's true.
I should have done that. So... I was interesting. Didn't get brought up, but did you ladies ever figure out who John's friends was that came on the bus?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think that might be next week as well.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
You guys conjugated together?
Oh yeah.
Our daughter just like woke up. By the way, she's like looking at. She's like, "Are you okay?"
Oh, she okay? You gotta do parent stuff.
She's good. She's good.
It is Mother's Day. She has to be mother.
You're beautiful, right, beautiful, like beautiful family.
Yeah.
Lay right here. Lay right here.
I love it. That's so cute.
Love you. Lay right there. Okay. No. I say the wrong words all the time. I talk so fast and I just say the wrong words.
She
all the
owns
time.
It though. She
you own it. Like, confidence is key. Have them believing that conjugating is the right word. No, it's not conjugating. It's conjugating. Look right. It up.
Conjugating.
Are they actually going to look it up? No.
You want to get it up by somebody, right?
It's, again, never that serious. Everybody's like,
ooh, vocabulary. Yeah.
So I think lastly, a big plot point that happened this week that we haven't talked about yet is that booty. Let's talk about that dance, Barry. Listen, how long has that been in action?
You want to make that dance famous.
He was doing that.
Oh, man.
How long before? Because you did our wedding when I met you.
I know.
Like,
it's in the family. My cousin.
He literally kicked it's that out. Literally like, I think we're dating. Out. I don't know where we were. And you did it. And I was like, wait, what? And
then. How do you get your hips to move?
I was like, how does it do that? And you taught me how. And I was like, this is everything.
It's so funny. It's like definitely a party.
But
song.
His booty's been like the. It's been a thing. Oh,
yeah. So, yeah, let's talk about that keg, B. was it. Whose idea was it to. Because literally, we that all clutched scene. Our pearls,
yeah, we're yeah.
mouths open in that shower scene.
Oh, my God.
I mean.
We rewind.
I needed
we were like, wait a minute.
Yes.
I got to see this again.
I needed a cigarette, and I don't even smoke.
And for people
like,
who want, right, and for people who want to call you insecure, Tamika, I'm like, she cannot be if she allowed her husband.
Yeah.
She put that out
there. I thought it was hilarious.
And actually, she told me to do it.
Look at that. Thank you. Thank you,
Tamika.
Thank you, Tamika. I'm coming to New Orleans and buying you a drink, girl.
Yes. I'll take it.
She's all game for that.
Are any more booty shots this season?
That is it.
Maybe Chloe. I don't know. You got
see, that's all Matt wrote on his notes for this episode was ask Barry about the booty.
I
was like, I was thinking, like, where did Barry get the booty? Did he order it on Amazon? Yeah. Did he get it at Costco?
Like, Fuel Center of Fitness.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, there you go.
There
you
go.
That's the advertising.
Hit that plug.
Charles in his notebook wrote loose booty. And I wrote, big. Barry got moves with that booty. Like, we all just went straight with the pen and the notebook and wrote.
It's good that you're
all I have is a butt. And I'm like, we need to work.
Oh, yeah.
We need to work on my butt.
I never thought I'd be famous for my butt, though.
Well, it's good that you're secure about it.
Yeah.
It's great that you're secure about it. Mm-hmm. So what happened doing this? Look, y'all have known each other for a while, so maybe the answer is nothing. But in doing this show, you know, it's a different type of bubble you're being put into. Has there been anything that, Barry, that you have kind of been either surprised or learned about Tamika and Tamika vice versa for you? Has there been anything that you that was really cool that you kind of discovered about one another in doing the show? Or do you feel like, no, we knew it all?
I think, nothing surprised me with Tamika. I know this woman. So it's to see her with her friends and how she was interacting with them, I knew she was tired. So she was a little extra, and I would tell her.
On edge.
I'm like, hey, you know, you might want to pump the brakes a little.
Yeah, I was a little
aggressive.
It's
going to come across wrong, you know. But she couldn't.
Yeah.
She's very emotional. So, I just think it came out on film. But, I think I'm not surprised by anything.
Well, for you, remember I said, look, because you always think things and I know what you're thinking. Because I know what Barry's thinking without talking. But he was like, it was like word vomit the whole time.
Yeah,
we're filming.
Yeah,
I'm
no,
like,
because it was like, like our producers were like, Barry, we know what you're thinking. We can tell you're thinking something, but you just don't say it. Because she knows me.
Yeah.
So if she did something I didn't like, I'll just look at her like, really? And she knows, like, oh, he didn't like that.
Ooh.
But they wanted me to say it. So I became more verbal. And she was like,
what?
Right. I think next episode you see that. I think we
it looks like
our match moment.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They show the preview for that.
They show the preview for that.
Back and forth.
I mean, when you're together as long as we have, it's like, That's what we do.
Yeah, it's normal.
Right. Now, well, okay, so I kind of wanted to play just a little game. Like, yes. Since we have some time, right?
Nice.
And just nothing super fancy or anything, but just we're going to say some cast members from the show. And I want you to just say what's the one word that first, a word association. What's the first word that pops in your, Tamika's so scared already. She's so scared.
She took a sip of that wine.
I don't know if I'm getting in trouble for this, right? Okay.
Y'all want to say anybody, name come to your mind first?
John.
Confident.
2%.
Oh! Yes!
I got to get my parasol for that shade.
Oh, my God.
Shade.
Oh, wow, it just got icy. It's got right. Ice cold.
Mm. Anybody else?
I love it.
Justin.
Mama's boy.
Yeah.
Level, he's so even keel. Level
he's sweet.
He just straight and narrow.
Sweet soul. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Gian.
No comment.
Oh,
oh, irrelevant.
Yeah, totally irrelevant.
Oh, irrelevant.
Oh, dear.
Oh,
Reagan.
Reagan, yeah.
Uh-oh.
Heart of gold.
Okay, good.
No one even understands or sees that about her, but she is just heart of gold. Yeah.
We love her.
Driven.
Yeah.
So successful. Like, and she's smart, top of her class in law school.
Mm-hmm.
Started her own jewelry line.
Yeah,
she's, things, she's they don't know what she does.
The more she drinks, I'm like, Reagan. Like, the more she drinks, it's like her voice goes higher and higher, and I'm like,
bring it down, bring it down. You're gonna shatter the windows. My glass eye is gonna explode.
Well,
how much wine she's had? I heard like tone of voice. I'm like, Reagan, stop drinking.
You're three in, right?
You're three in.
I can tell she's amazing though. She's a good girl.
Yeah, we had her on the show as well, like a couple weeks ago.
Jeff. She was so nice.
Yes. Yeah, they're both adorable, and they spoke very highly of you both too. So
yeah,
you guys are just the best.
Love them.
Okay, next one, Ty.
Who?
Oh!
The girl, the
Ty,
the painting muse,
quote unquote friend.
Tamika don't know. Have a word.
Tamika doesn't remember.
She's like, who? That's her answer.
That's
who?
The word. Who?
I love John. Which flower or fragrance are you bringing to the event? Is it jasmine? Is it orchid? Is it who?
Venus flytrap.
Yeah,
I loved it when Jeff said, I always remember somebody by their face. Boobs.
Oh, he
said
face.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah. About yeah.
Oh, you didn't forget.
So I did want to ask, like, that reminded me a couple things in that conversation. First of all, what do we think of John not wanting to put labels on any type of quote-unquote relationship? I'm like...
Oh, John, yeah.
You know, I can't really... I don't know, because we're the old married couple. You know, like, I don't know what the 20-year-old kid's doing these days.
Does he ever listen to advice from y'all?
Yeah, Hannah was talking about draking. That's like when you dislike somebody. You ever heard of that?
Oh, draking? Like you kind of sweet talk them, and it's kind of just, it's kind of like part of a romance, but you're not officially a couple.
No, that's not a real thing.
I've never heard of that. Like, therefore, it doesn't exist.
Like, I literally come to the place of, or the time, or whatever it is, of like, if you like somebody, then you date them, and then you, like, it's a progression of steps. That's why I was so hard on Justin. I'm like,
no, these days, if you like somebody, you text them.
Yeah. You slide, DM them.
Snapchat.
Yeah. 16-year-old. Like, what are you doing?
You slide in the DMs.
Yeah.
I talk to her. What happened? She'd probably faint. I mean.
If the phone rings.
Oh, my God. I don't know. I don't understand John on a lot of things. I just, like, sit down with him.
Barry,
all
do
he does is sit. Sit.
Barry, do you and John ever, like, have a sit down and talk about maybe, like, in the future, one day he thinks about settling down? Or is it, like... He's going to be a player for life.
We haven't gotten there yet. We're
maybe season two. And maybe let's be like season five.
Yeah.
Season four.
Tamika Johnson and I talk about relationship advice. Jesus.
That's two episodes.
I mean, I can't blame John. If I was like that, I'd be naked just all the time doing what I wanted to do.
Right now, he's in his 20s. It's totally fine.
Yeah.
But like after that.
He's just one big ab. He's not even a person. He's just a walking 8-pack.
He's
so talented, though. That
oh, like, oh yeah. Yeah. I would buy his art if I could afford it.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
So talented. So it's like, you gotta, like, you're like, people that creative, you know what I mean, are like, what? Like, they're just kind of like me. Like, you're just, when you're, sometimes when you're that creative and you're like, that out, you don't make sense and you seem crazy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But you're not.
Speaking of crazy, actually, and then we're going to get to talk a little bit about news in our segment. Cray-cray. But one thing, was Justin being a baby, right? Did it in the Myrtles?
So I didn't know this because I was too busy doing Zotico, but I didn't really know that he actually had an anxiety attack. Like, he really full-blown, 100%. And we were making fun of him. We're like, baby, okay, you're scared. But, like, he had a full-blown
We knew it was a panic attack. Well, the guys did. But the guys are still going to mess with you. You know, like, if that were me, they would do the same to me.
I didn't realize that he was that serious. Like, I didn't realize it was, like, that full-blown, that crazy.
He didn't want to go from the beginning, but, you know, he's a trooper.
Yeah, because him mentioning his chest being tight was like, oh, I think he's having a panic attack. But then at the same time, you're like, you don't know if he's over-exaggerating or not. Right. Yeah. So it's like, what's going on?
He wasn't exaggerating.
They were upstairs. Him and we were down. I didn't know anything that was going on. I had no idea how, like, I thought it was just like that. Like, I thought it was like, oh, John's just scared. Doesn't want to come down. He's tired. We had a long day. Like, that whole, it was a long day. It was like, that was Chloe trying not to get us there. But so I thought it was like, oh, but I had no idea until after that it was that serious.
Yeah, we were all kind of wondering. We're like, if you're not feeling that well, maybe you might want to be downstairs and enjoy everyone's company. But it was just a total
opposite. I would have been in that house by myself.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was weird.
Crashed house out or something.
But now we get it. We wish they would have said that.
Yeah.
But I get it. It is spooky. And, I mean, again, too, like you said, it is... Again, when I was walking around with my boyfriend, it is creepy that, like, it's very interesting. When I used to go do all that Southern tour stuff as, like, with my family who were all white, and you go, and it's like, oh, it's history. And now when I go with my partner, who I love, and we're wanting to build our family, I'm like, oh, this does not feel the same going to a plantation now. And so I can bet that just like that would make... I was anxious when I went to the Myrtles for that as well. So, and I'm not black, so I can't even imagine.
Yeah, like that on top of the spirits and everything. Spirit.
Nope. I already live with one, so no thanks.
A spirit?
Yeah.
sorry that you're living with a spirit.
No, it's so my true. There's like a spirit in my house.
Oh, Lord. She won't go. So, we have a section of our show. Y'all might have seen. Say it, Charles.
Laissez bon temps. Cray
cray. The end is silent.
What's that?
Wait, what?
It's laissez bon temps rouler, but it's laissez bon temps cray cray. It's cray cray.
The N is silent, and I'm doing sign language. The N is silent, and see, here's me doing what I do. The N is silent and bon, so it's laissez bon temps. Laissez bon temps.
See, you learn something new every single day.
Oh. So are we saying it right now?
Laissez bon temps.
Laissez les bon temps.
I'm gonna write this down.
Cray cray.
Man, this show makes me miss New Orleans. I would live there. That city's beautiful. Okay, let's jump in to.
Thank you for correcting me, Tamika.
Because
it wouldn't be Tamika without her correcting you.
No. Listen, because a lot of people would just let it slide, let me look stupid. But I'm glad that you... No. I'm glad that you said, like, I'm going to, like, help him out because I really didn't know. So thank you.
I think that's Tamika's bio. Tamika just go into her bio is, I correct people.
I tell truths.
I read people. I correct people. I do it all.
I just want to let you know it's appreciated.
Hashtag truth talk. That's what I call it, truth talk. Okay, so Maitai, we're gonna give you both, Barry and Tamika, we're going to give you time to think of your cray-cray. But for us, what was your cray-cray move?
My cray-cray has got to be hands down Ty. Because when she rolled up in the party bus without saying hi, greeting anybody,
she was just not Southern.
No, she just walked in there, didn't say anything, and it was very rude of her. Mm-hmm. So, and the whole entire time, I was just side eyeing her. So, no, mine goes to Ty.
Mm. Yeah, my laissez les bon temps cray cray goes to Miss Ebby. She's my favorite new cast member because she stirs the pot and she summons the ghosts. Dare I say, Chloe? She who shall not be named, Chloe. I loved her, and she was my cray-cray moment because she was fully living and subscribing to the ghost belief and getting all kind of creeped out, so I loved her.
Ooh. My,
she was pretty convincing.
Yes. My moment was Justin, when he didn't want his photograph taken. And because, but it's true. I've heard like you can capture a spirit in a photo, and I get that, not wanting to be in that photo with that spirit. Right. Like, it's kind of crazy, but I get him for it. Yeah, that was a moment.
Okay, I'll do mine after you. Barry, Tamika, what is your cray-cray?
I know that Jeff was going to therapy when he screamed in the office.
Really?
Yeah, that was a good one. You talking about was funny. John Moody's eyes when
that's
the tire
that's
blew
not
up.
That's
oh,
not
oh that yeah.
That was funny. Is that yours, Tamika?
I was just wondering what those people outside of that office were thinking when Jeff was screaming. Like, holy mother.
That's so random. I love it.
And then the walls were shaking.
That's so cray-cray moment for me. Jesus, I'm not good at this at all.
What you thought? That's crazy.
Ghost.
Or was there anything crazy that we didn't see on the show?
Oh, what happened? I got like the whole day was just
crazy. Girl, like, it's the okay. Whole day. It's Mother's Day. You're allowed.
I think
the
band.
No, not today.
The fact that we were laughing and talking about Chloe and the tire blew out.
Oh,
that was crazy.
That was crazy.
Chloe.
Who's gonna die tonight?
Boom. Oh, the tire.
John's face was amazing. I thought he crapped his pants.
Those eyes are like.
He just zoomed in into the TV.
I think in my let's say le bon ton cray cray is that loose booty. I'm gonna dream about that tonight. That was crazy.
Let's give a round of applause to that.
And with that,
you know, I really want to let you guys know too that that paint party we had. You know,
yeah.
I won the contest. I painted the best picture.
Oh, good.
Oh.
I'm going to sell it one day.
But the canvas... The canvas wasn't connect the dots, though, right?
Oh! We asked Jeff where his painting was. Jeff painting. And he's like, I pitched it.
I pitched it on someone's fence.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Yes.
Well, you guys, I could talk to you all for hours, but you know, we've got to wrap it up. But thank you so much for doing this, especially on Mother's Day.
You.
We appreciate it so much. We love the show. If you ever want to come back, we are here. We are thirsty for you. We admit it. Mm-hmm. Also, too, tell everybody. I think we'll have, but tell everybody where they can find you on the social medias and all that for our listeners.
Mm-hmm. On Instagram, I don't know how I got this. I'm just Tamika, TAMICA, which is weird, and then. On Facebook and Twitter, I'm Tamika Lee.
Great. And for me, on Instagram, I am The Real B. Smith.
Oh, God.
I'm The Real B. Smith.
I got you.
And on Twitter, I am B.Smith_Bravo.
Nice.
Awesome. All right. And our panel, tell everybody where they can find you.
Well, everyone, you guys can find me on Instagram and on Twitter at ElmarieTV.
You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Charles Conley.
And you can find me everywhere at MyTheCreo_.
And you can find me at Matt Marr, the Matt Marr, 2 T's, 2 R's. We got disconnected a little bit, so I just want to say again to Barry and Tamika, thank you so much for coming out and sharing time with us.
Thank you so much.
We have more interviews coming from cast members of Southern Charm New Orleans coming up, so stay tuned. Subscribe to that YouTube channel. Leave a podcast review in iTunes. And we will see you next week, everybody.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.